there, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Man, I'm tired and stressed.
Although, the Patrick Roan of February 21st is having a very different kind of day, right?
Oh, yes. The Patrick Roan of February 21st is likely in New Orleans. It is it Mardi Gras Day? Is that next Tuesday? Yes, so that would be Mardi Gras Day in New Orleans, which is a crazy, fun, insane, joyful time. One I have not experienced in over 20 years. 26 years, as a matter of fact. I have not been down to New Orleans during Mardi Gras, so... very much looking forward to that. New Orleans is where I'm from, and
right.
So I'm, the purpose of the trip really is, it just so happens that it's Mardi Gras, but it's also the best time for us to go down there to visit family. My mom, my sister, and my brother live down there.
Right.
And
okay. So,
and my other brother lives up here, but is also going to be driving down there. We'll be there during this time. So it's going to be kind of a big, kind of a family gathering.
Affair, right?
Yeah, family affair. Very much looking forward to that. So, so should be a lot of fun.
I'm going to have to join you at Mardi Gras one day.
Oh, that would be awesome, dude. Well, and especially, I like to show, one of the things I'm looking most forward to is showing Bethany and Beatrix, my wife and my daughter, New Orleans through my eyes and, showing my family, kind of where home was in New Orleans for us, and, where my people are all buried, because we have a plot in a cemetery in New Orleans that contains, several plots, and plots is... Because, in New Orleans, they don't bury people. Did you know that?
No.
All right, now you do. Yes, they do not bury people in New Orleans. The people are either in tombs or they are in plots that are kind of raised concrete filled in with dirt, but not actually buried underground. Do you know why?
Is that a religious thing?
It's because New Orleans, most of New Orleans, is 11 feet below sea level, you see.
And so if you dig, then you might start breaking ground.
Yeah, exactly. You literally, if you were to dig 6 feet, you'd hit water. You'd hit water at about 4 feet. It's also one of the reasons why very few homes in New Orleans have basements.
Well, you can't, can you, I guess?
Because you can't. Right, exactly. Now, that's not universally true, but that is certainly true for most of New Orleans. The old city actually was built on high ground. So, like the French Quarter and St. Charles and a lot of the older parts of the city were built above ground. But a lot of the newer parts of the city, especially those at the turn of the 20th century, that was all basically filled in land that was formerly marshy, swampy stuff. And
right.
So in any case, I digress. There's a little New Orleans history for you. So yes, as you hear this today, I am in New Orleans and having a good time. But as I'm recording this right now today, I am way behind schedule thanks to some unexpected car difficulties. I had to try to fit 8 days worth of vacation into the few days before I left of client work and other stuff. And so, I'm kind of going crazy, but I digress. Plus, I haven't been getting much sleep because I've been staying up late to do said work.
Vicious cycle, my friend.
Yeah. So enough about me. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm very good. Cannot complain.
Yeah. Well, so I meant to talk about this last week when we had nothing to talk about.
But yet found a few things anyway, right?
But yet found a few things as we always do anyway. And after we got off, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's what I wanted to talk about. And I wanted to talk about the Kindle Fire.
Yeah, because I had seen you, I think it might have been on Path, you'd posted a picture using it, and I was like, how have I not made you talk about this yet?
Well,
mainly because it's something that has received, it's a device that has received a lot of criticism in the Apple lover circle, so I want to know what your experiences are with it, and also the members of your family, because I think that's quite an interesting point as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing, right, is that the Kindle Fire I actually purchased as a Christmas present for my wife, Bethany, who is, to call her anything less than a voracious reader would be understating the fact. I mean, okay. She reads and reads and reads. She reads a lot. She is a very fast reader. It is not uncommon. Like, for instance, if we're going to travel by plane somewhere, she usually needs to take about 5 books, whether it's on Kindle or actual physical books. And the reason being is because she'll finish 1 book on the plane.
So Bethany has has a Kindle. She has a regular Kindle. And
she
has
a, yeah, she has a regular Kindle. I think it's the Kindle 3. Yeah, the Kindle 3, the very thin gray one with the keyboard with kind of the rounded corners and the e-ink screen.
It's now called Kindle Keyboard.
Yeah, now called Kindle Keyboard or something like that. And she loves it. And right. She, you know, in bed at the end of our day, she spends a good 45 minutes, half hour to 45 minutes reading on that Kindle before she falls asleep, assuming that there's not a physical book that she's reading. But most of the time it's on the Kindle. And, you know, she did put a Kindle Fire on her Christmas wish list. And
also, it was a choice. It wasn't something that you bought her because you thought she'd enjoy. She'd
right,
seen
exactly.
The ads or something, right? Right in front,
yeah.
Center on Amazon.com.
Well, when they announced the new Kindles before Christmas, you know, even when the rumors of the announcement was coming up, you know, I said to her, look, you know, you're someone who loves the Kindle, and whatever they announce, if any of them are at all in the least compelling to you, just let me know, put it on your list, and I'll make sure there's one under the tree for you. Because it is something, you know, like I said, she uses the heck out of her Kindle, and she loves it, and she, you know, almost always has it on her person, you know, in her bag or in her purse or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought whatever they announced, she would be, you know, it would replace that, and that, hey, maybe I would get that, you know, get her old Kindle, just like I have her Generation 1, which I just bought a new battery for, by the way, and, you know, it's still working and still, you know, chugging along, doing just fine, you know.
Can we have a photo of that for the show notes?
Totally. I'll try to take one before I leave.
One of the weirdest industrial designs I've ever seen.
Really strange. You know, shaped this really weird triangular sort of, it's just bad and weird, but I suppose it made sense for some reason to Amazon.
So can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
In regards to the Kindle Fire.
Well,
so
well wait, let's get back to how I got to be
okay,
using
yeah,
Kindle
yeah.
Fire,
yes, please.
Which is mainly that I ordered this thing, it was under the tree, and she seemed excited about it. She put it on her wish list, and she didn't touch it.
Right, okay.
And I'm like, so, The Kindle Fire, is there a reason you're not using it? Oh, I don't know. I'm kind of intimidated by it. And I don't know. I got to set up my email and everything else. And so, while she was out at out at book club, actually, one day I took the Fire and I set it up with her email and I threw a bunch of bookmarks on there that I knew that she would want. And I downloaded a couple of apps that I thought that she would enjoy, like the Facebook app and, things like that. And I got it all set up for her, and I said, here you go, it's all set up for you, and it sat there.
Okay.
And I think she's just too married to her e-ink and to the Kindle 3 and just doesn't want to even, despite the fact that she asked for it, doesn't even want to necessarily, she's scared of it for some reason. I don't know why.
Do you think it's maybe because it's more than just the reading environment? And, like, she really enjoys her reading environment, but that's not really what the Kindle Fire is. It's like an entertainment device.
Yeah.
Does she read on the iPad?
Definitely. No.
No.
No. She's all about the Kindle. And when she put on her list, I mean, when we talked about it, she's like, yeah, well, it'd be nice to have, like, something that I could also, if I wanted to, check my email on, too. Or if I wanted to, go catch up with my, with my Facebook or, forums or whatnot, and have that option. And so I think that that's originally what drove her to want the Fire. But she picked it up, used it, kind of poked around at it for 5 minutes and then was afraid to touch it again. So it came time. I have to actually start testing enough. I finally, the layout is kind of getting near complete and it has to be tested, right? And it has to be tested on all of these different Kindle Fires to see kind of how, or all these different Kindles to kind of see how it renders. And so I have a Kindle 1 to kind of be the lowest common denominator. And I figured, hey, well, we'll have the Fire to be the kind of highest common denominator amongst the Kindles. And by making sure it works on both of those devices, we'll capture everything in between. So I borrowed it and have been using it not only for testing enough, the Kindle version of enough, but also have been using it for other things as well. So now,
just very
your
quickly,
questions. Go ahead.
This is an aside, and then I have some questions. So why haven't we spoken about iBooks Author yet?
We probably should.
I'm not sure if we
can cover that in this show because
no, not right now.
I have some feelings about that, but
okay then ahead. We need to talk about it.
Yeah,
put that on the list. Write that down, Pat, somewhere. So you're using the Kindle Fire at the moment. You're using the Kindle Fire at the moment.
I'm using the Kindle Fire at the moment.
Yeah. How do you find the general UI to be then? Like, are you just using it for reading, or are you using it for apps and stuff as well?
I am using it mostly for reading. I haven't really used any of the apps, and the email is set up for Bethany. So I don't use the email client that is built into the device. But I have definitely used it for reading now through a couple of books. I also have used it to use the browser, and not just for web browsing and checking things out real quick. And I'm in the middle of this book, and here's this link to this thing, this reference, and from the book, and the book opens up the browser, and or the link in the book. But also, Typewriter, which is the web writing tool that I'm all gaga over. typewriter.com, highly recommended. I've actually been keeping some daily log sort of stuff in Typewriter. Not so much a journal, per se, because I'm kind of back to paper with that. But that's yet another show, back to paper with my journal, which actually will tie into a post I've had percolating in my brain about how to keep a journal. I've used the browser. I've read books.
Right. So you've not really played too much with the apps and stuff.
Have not played too much with the apps and stuff, but I'll tell you something. It's not made for that, right?
Mm.
The Kindle Fire is simply a portal. It's a portal to everything that Amazon has to sell you. You know, when it comes to a business model, you know, and kind of really understanding the kind of, as we've discussed before, the philosophy.txt behind this device, it is to sell things from Amazon. That is its purpose. That is what it is made for. That is what it's designed for. And any apps or anything else that goes outside of that purpose, I think Amazon could care less about and is, you know, oh, you know, here's something nice for you. Now go back to buying stuff.
Yeah, well, I guess you are buying the apps from them, right? In the Android Amazon App Store.
Yeah, but
it's not. But, it's just like a one-time thing. They want you to keep buying books and keep buying videos and keep subscribing to Prime.
Right. I think it's the entertainment aspect, right? More than anything, it's the books. It's the instant instant watch movies. It's the MP3s. But even that, I think, is degraded to a certain extent within the device. I really do think it's about books and it's about movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that everything else is an afterthought. And while that may not be the right device for a lot of people, there's a certain honesty about it that I appreciate.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't necessarily knock a big corporation whose job is to, you know, whose entire business is built upon the selling of books and other stuff to build a device that makes it really super simple to buy and enjoy books and other stuff.
So how do you feel about the form factor? This is 7 inches, right? Seven-inch tablet.
Yep. I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying this, but for reading, just for reading, I find the form factor so much more pleasant than reading on the iPad.
Well, I don't like reading really long stuff on the iPad. I've never read a book on the iPad and don't intend to either because it's too big, it's too heavy, and it's too bright. But I think that even a device like the Kindle Fire, I don't like reading on those sort of screens.
Mm-hmm.
I much prefer reading paper or e-ink.
Yeah. And I will argue that, you know, I think one of the reasons why Bethany is afraid of it is because she's, especially with how much she reads and how quickly she reads, that she is worried about reading on the Fire. She's worried about the eye strain. She hasn't vocalized that to me, but I think I'm good enough at reading my wife by now to sense that that could be one of her concerns.
And she doesn't even come with e-ink built in.
I'm sorry, she doesn't even... What?
Don't worry.
She doesn't even come with the...
You said you're good at reading your wife, and I said she doesn't... Never mind.
Oh, sorry. That's that one. So, I think that's a concern, certainly, and it's the same concern on the iPad. What's interesting is that on the iPad, I tend to... When I'm reading a book on the iPad,
mm-hmm.
I tend to turn it landscape...
And read the two-page spread deal.
The two-page up spread, yeah. Because, number one, that's most like a book to me. And number two, I kind of just like that page size in general. I find it easier to read that page size than to read the great big 8.5 by 11 page size when it comes to a book.
Right.
You know, and this is not to knock iBooks at all in any way. And I've read several books on my iPad now, and I've now read several books on the Kindle, on the Kindle Fire. And I would say that from just a pure like reading perspective, the Kindle Fire is very similar to in size to reading a single page on iBooks and Landscape. Does that make sense? Like if you were to cut the iPad in half right there where the bend of the virtual book is, there you go.
It's closer to that than it is the portrait.
Yes, and that's a fire, and that's how I prefer reading on the iPad anyway. So it should come as no surprise that I really enjoy that form factor, right? And I really enjoy that size of page. But it's comfortable to hold. The many tech pundits that complained about the power button being on the bottom of the device, especially while reading, should have turned it upside down. The screen rotates. It rotates 360 degrees, just like the iPad. Yeah. You don't like the power button on the bottom because you're afraid you're going to turn it off while you're reading it or while you're using the device? Turn it upside down.
No one will know or orientation independent.
I don't know if all the apps are. And like I said, I really haven't tried a lot of apps, but I know but the browser
the
is.
The Kindle app.
The reading app, you can turn it upside down. The browser, yep. You know, it's like, okay then, enjoy.
So would you be excited by an Apple made device or a smaller iPad? Like 7-8 inches.
I really don't want to say this, but yes, I think I might. I think I might have to buy one. I think if Apple were to release one, I might have to buy it.
So you're sold on this form factor.
I think I might have the money already set aside for March 7th in that eventuality. Like if they just come out with like an iPad 3 in the same current form factor as the iPad 2, but like with that Retina screen and the LTE 4G, I'd be like, okay. Now that appeals to me, right? Like, I mean, like that's great, and I'm happy for I'm happy for everyone else who is all gung ho about that stuff. But like, for me to feel like I needed to replace my iPad 1 at this point, there'd have to be a big difference. And I think one of those big differences would be, we've now got iPad Mini. You know, that's a 7-inch or 8-inch form factor or whatnot.
Retina.
With a Retina display.
Display on that. Forget about it. Game over, right?
I would so order one of those in a heartbeat. It's not even funny. To replace my iPad, but, I mean, to replace the Kindle Fire, to be honest with you.
Because, like, the e-ink on a Kindle looks like a book, and it's as good-looking as a book, but... Yeah. Right. The Retina display is as good looking as a magazine. So, do you know what I mean? Your trade off, you might not be getting e ink, but you're getting incredible resolution.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I'd be so on board with that. It's not even funny. As a matter of fact, I might end up having to buy two to see if, it really is the display that Bethany's afraid of. Like, I might have to get one for her just to say, okay, you didn't like the Fire? Here, take this. I'll sell the Fire.
For $10.
Well, I think it's important to keep in mind that all the people that didn't like the thing, that at least that I read, were fans of the iPad. I'm not going to call them, fanboys. I hate that term, and that's pejorative.
They're boys and they're fans.
It's pejorative. I think they definitely had in mind this other, they had in mind this other thing that in many, many, many ways is better. the fire definitely has some issues, right? But not the least of which was that the initial software it shipped with was crap. They fixed that. They fixed a lot of those problems with a software update a couple of weeks after it came out. It's better, but it's still not perfect. The design leaves a lot to be desired in some ways. The screen and bezel are such that you have to be very careful of the way that you hold it, or you'll touch the screen and activate a page turn. And I find myself doing that about maybe once every hour while reading. You know what I mean? Like accidentally, my thumb kind of goes just over the bezel, and boom, I go back a page. And so they could have designed that a bit better. And it's one of the reasons why the iPad is designed the way that it is, so that you can hold it with one hand and have a place to rest your thumb and the side of your palm while holding it. You know, and have plenty of space for that. And unfortunately, with the size of device it was, you compromise a lot by adding even just a couple of extra centimeters, maybe just 2 centimeters to that bezel to make that a little bit easier. You actually compromise a lot as far as screen real estate is concerned. So I understand why they chose not to do that, but yeah. I think they made the wrong choice because I'd rather have usability. but my friend, my good friend Garrick, who actually got a Kindle Fire and gave the Kindle Fire a really good review, you know, a short good review, but a good review all the same. And who still to this day, if you ask him, it's like all the other reviews I've read, it's like people are like talking about a completely different device than the one that I'm using because I love it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. Like all things, it's about enough. It's about balance. And what's enough for some people may not be enough for others. And that I think what is enough for most is somewhere in the middle. And I think that the Kindle Fire, despite its problems, hits that middle point just fine.
Right.
You know, that this is a purpose-driven device that I think for a lot of people will fill a sweet spot there where the iPad is too much and a smartphone is too little.
I don't think we're going to see a 7 or 8 inch iPad in March 7th.
Yeah, maybe not.
But I am more inclined to believe that we may see another form factor from Apple.
Yeah.
They may not even call it the iPad.
Yeah, maybe not. You know, maybe they don't want to dilute that brand or confuse it. But, you know, all the same, I think. If nothing else, the Kindle Fire has spoken to me or has convinced me of the idea that for books, or I should say for certain things, and amongst those things are books, that size is right.
Cool.
So, but yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm taking it with me to New Orleans. I've currently got not only the, like I said, the testing I'm doing of the Enough version for Kindle, but also reading through the Information Diet a second time because it is that good. And then I've got a couple of other books on deck. So, you know, that's going to be my book reading for while I'm down there.
Cool.
So yeah. Well, I'm glad we had a chance to talk about this. And
yeah, no, I've been waiting to get your opinions on it.
Yeah, share my feelings on it. And, you know, once again, if anyone has any questions about this stuff or comments or, you know, wants to kind of take the discussion further or ask me things about the Fire and get, you know, what I think is a fair and balanced answer. thank you, Fox News. They are welcome to shoot me a message on Twitter at Patrick Rhone, PatrickRhone. Don't leave it home. And, yeah. So, Cool. I suppose we should cut this one short and record another one of these suckers so I can get back to the business of getting on the road.
Let's do that.
All right.
Cool.
Cheers, mate, as they say in your jolly old way.
Yeah.
We'll talk later.
You haven't said it. There you go. Cheers.
Bye.